Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, February 28th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, but remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719. Extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. I do have with me today my regular Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. Hello, Paul. Is Paul unmuted? I don't hear you. I don't know. Paul looks unmuted. But we'll see. He's connected in just a moment or two here. Of course, happy days are here again for the military-industrial complex, as it were. I have an interesting... Oh, there he is. Yes, Paul.
Yeah. Good to be with you, and sorry for that little hitch there. I don't know what happened. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. And thank you for taking my show last night. I've had a few problems with my my computer, so I've ordered a new one, something I should have done a long time ago. But, yeah, it's great to be with you today.
Yeah, good to have you. I didn't get your initial response to this article I noticed flying around last week. I know I sent it to you, this MI6 chief Richard Moore. Yeah, and he's
gotta
saying,
laugh, Richard.
I know. He's telling the people, remember what we're fighting for. with the tragedy and destruction unfolding so distressingly in Ukraine, we should remember the values and hard-won freedoms that distinguish us from Putin. None more than LGBT plus rights. Moore tweeted on Friday. So
if I'm going to fight and protect my values, I'll have to go and find some way of finding my way to the Russian Federation, because essentially I suppose that is our values now, isn't it? And you know, who wants to fight and die for those values unless you're an absolute moron? The truth of the matter is we don't have any values here in the West anymore. It's a tired old trope that we churn out, which may have worked even pre-COVID. We could have claimed we're protecting our liberal democracies and our freedom of speech and all these things. They don't exist anymore. I mean, these people are impervious to irony. The very things that we are supposed to be defending and we accuse Putin of, these authoritarian regimes, all our leaders are plenty guilty of them. I mean, look at that Trudeau performance, freezing people's assets and crowdfunding platforms and freezing bank accounts. This is the type of stuff that they would have criticized Adolf Hitler about and Vladimir Putin about. They've cut off RT. Pretty much the EU has announced that they're banning Russia Today, the only network where you'll get any balanced view on what's happening out there, because our media is an absolute disgrace. It's just parroting the same narrative. I'm sorry to rant, but this stuff's made me really angry, Richard, I'll be honest with you, mate, because this is the international Jew at work. This is what happens when a nation stands up for itself and threatens the natural order and has the temerity to want to look after its own security concerns. The international Jew heads around the nations, coercing, bullying, intimidating, and bribing all nations to act counterintuitively to their interests and the interests of their people. There's no need for a war with Russia. Germany, for example, supporting this, are now sending arms to Russia or to the Ukraine. Are they crazy? They get their oil from Russia. They have a very perfectly good trading relationship with that country. But of course, the international Jew has to bully him into making an enemy of Russia.
Well, of course, that MI6 chief did face a major backlash already for saying that we're fighting for LGBT rights in Ukraine. I was looking at some of the reports on potential sanctions and payments, the SWIFT system, and it sounds like it's not going to be able to be as effective as at least the perception they're trying to create with it. I mean, it seems like largely Russia had been preparing for this, where they're not really going to be all that affected. Let's see, how is it phrased in this one article here? But then we're having conflicting reports about the ruble having some major upsets.
The central bank has increased interest rates in the Russian central bank to 20% to try and counteract the inflation. So that's an act of war what they've done. It has affected Russia. Now, they've protected themselves as best they could, as you'd imagine. They probably knew what was coming. But they've wiped out 2/3 of their currency. I mean, look at all the stocks. I mean, I've done a contrarian job. My modest portfolio now consists entirely of Russian stocks because they're so cheap. And I'm hoping that, when things settle down, or if they do settle down, I'll make some money. But that's an act of war, Richard, what they've done. Just because they're not fighting, they're sending unprecedented amounts of weapons into the Ukraine, including Germany now. And he was the only holdout with the whole SWIFT thing. And it's obvious, because it makes no sense for Germany, who've got a perfectly healthy trade relationship with Russia, which, by the way, also prevents countries from going to war. And he's obviously been just intimidated and told the line, or else you will make Russia an enemy.
Well, NATO, we're not supposed to expand past, east of Germany. And they've certainly had a large presence in Ukraine thus far. It's already, I'd say, obvious breach. It's very clear what the motives are as far as just globalist consolidation of Western Jewish power. Not that there aren't, oligarchs in Russia as well, yeah, still influencing. But I mean, there is definitely, there was a denial. I mean, Russia tried to offer to join NATO, and they were flat out refused. And just to get back briefly to what I mentioned, conflicting information financially regarding Russia. An EU official is saying we cannot block Russia's central bank reserves. They moved them out in the last year. They're saying in the last year, Russia has been placing their reserves in places where we can't block them. So they've been preparing for sanctions financially. But at the same time, and we're still hearing that payments are going through nonetheless. As far as the gas payments, because they're not going to shut off the gas. That's interesting, because I mean, Russia could shut off gas, be hard on Europe far more easily than the U.S. But U.S. and Germany are both continuing to allow gas transactions with Russia despite the SWIFT ban. And this SWIFT ban, we're told it included a number of different countries. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because there's a lot of propaganda going around, and I just don't know enough as to how much, or the mechanics of how Russia would protect themselves against these things. But, they bought a lot of gold, for example, and I'm sure they've got other systems that they can, erect to manage these transactions. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at what's happening with Germany. Oh, by the way, I mean, who's to gain out of this? It was announced yesterday that Germany are now allocating 2% of their GDP, which is 100 billion of their currency, the Deutsch or the Euro, 100 billion euros for defense. Now, who benefits from that? This is just an expansion of the military-industrial complex and a huge amount of money for weapons manufacturers.
Yeah, I'm trying to recall who was all included. I want to say it was, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe the U.S. at least, Canada and the U.K. I don't know if I'm missing. I'm sorry, go ahead. Maybe Germany.
Apparently the U.S. want to sell liquid natural gas into Europe. So they don't like that relationship with Russia. And also, you know, there's so many reasons why they hate Russia. And when we spoke at the start of the COVID thing, I think they said there was three things that come out of it. And one of them was a world war, except I thought it would be with China.
I was referring to the sanctions, referring to Canada, U.S., U.K., I believe it was Germany was the fourth one. We're hearing Switzerland is joining the EU in sanctions on Russia, a breach of their traditional neutrality. And there was a little article from someone on the ground. It's a pretty good status report, Russian invasion of Ukraine status report. It was, on the 27th at 12 noon Kiev time. And there's, this was reported by Chris Black. He says, I'm trying to be as realistic as possible. I mean, no disrespect to either Ukrainian side or Russian side, not in any sense questioning the bravery of the soldiers of any nation, nor do I mean to give any offense. Okay, this isn't Chris Black speaking, I don't believe. This is just a report he received from someone who lives there, to be clear. But I live permanently in Ukraine. I love the Ukrainian people, this person says, and my children are Ukrainian citizens. In what I am about to say, I am trying to give a realistic, sober assessment of the current state of play. The Russians have entered the center of Kharkiv. I know this from eyewitness accounts of people that I know there. There are small arms fighting, but generally light resistance. There is small arms fighting, but generally light resistance. In the south, Kherson has fallen, and the Russian army seems to have captured Zaporizhia. It seems clear that Dnipro will be reached within 3 to 5 days. At this time, Kiev is being surrounded by Russian tanks. There is sporadic small arms fire outside the city, but no big battles. The Russian strategy seems to be to encircle the cities while destroying military installations. The vast majority of civilian infrastructure in the areas under attack have been untouched and are functioning normally. It also seems very clear that the Russians have used their older equipment and less experienced soldiers in this initial assault. Very few of the high-tech modern weaponry that the Russians possess are being used in this first push. This would lead one to believe that the Russians want to probe and exhaust Ukraine defenses before bringing out top-tier men and material. The Russians are being incredibly disciplined insofar as their information management is concerned. The only information coming out of the Russians comes directly from the Ministry of Defense or the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Their information so far has been 100% accurate, which I think is a deliberate strategy. There's been a great deal of Ukrainian propaganda that turned out to be complete fantasy, but even after these stories have been proven to be false, people cling to them. At the current pace of operations, the Russians will completely capture Ukraine within 7 to 14 days. They are winning, and winning decisively. Maps comparing the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003 to this current mechanized invasion show that the Russians are outpacing the Americans by a substantial margin. And as I said, they're using their second-tier men and weapons, and they did not use air power to soften Ukraine for several weeks, as the Americans did in 2003. Any claims that the Ukrainians are winning or holding back the Russians is complete fantasy. This is the current state of play as I perceive it at this time. And, the person who wrote it, Gonzalo Lira, Gonzalo, last name Lira. In Kiev, Ukraine.
Yeah, well, that's really interesting. That's really interesting because, of course, we're getting the complete one-sided propaganda. You know, unless you have someone like that, it's almost impossible to be dogmatic about what's happening there. But we've had ridiculous stories. We've had stories about this ghost of Kiev, this fighter pilot or partner in the Kiev side who's taken down six Russian jets. I mean, this, to my mind, that's complete BS. But expect to be going to see, a lot of people going to be seeing that in a Hollywood movie in about 2 years' time, no doubt about it. We know the Jew how he works, and this is how he works. And, you know, what we have coming out of it, some people, I don't know how they do this, but I much respect to them. They're actually pulling up pictures of U.S. and NATO bombings of people, places like Yugoslavia, which were invaded by the West, and Syria. And then they're putting these up and saying this is Putin with his horrendous, you know, reckless bombing campaign taking out civilians. And it's actually NATO and U.S. Pictures from years ago. Now, what I understand from a guy in intelligence over here is that Putin has actually been very restrained in how he's done it. He hasn't flattened anywhere like the U.S. did when they went into Iraq and the Middle East. Like you said, they went in with the aerial bombing campaigns to completely destroy the area and weaken any resistance. Apparently, Putin hasn't done that. It's been very targeted. He wants to go in there. He said he wants to demilitarize that whole region. And he's been very, very restrained about it in terms of leaving Kiev's infrastructure in place. And this guy said that, you see, they keep saying that, oh, Putin's getting bogged down there and the resistance is much better than what Russians thought, and the Russians aren't as powerful as they thought. And, of course, this is coming out of our media, which is likely to be propaganda, which is why it's so refreshing to hear the piece you just read out. But then they said, and the longer this goes on, the more frustrated Putin's going to get. And then he's going to use bigger weapons, and you're going to see an escalation to it in terms of, like, you know, the damage done to the infrastructure of the Ukraine and things like that. But what you just said, that's what I imagined. I would imagine Putin's a serious guy, and I would expect it to be a very clinical operation. You know, this is the guy who used to be in the KGB himself. He's not Joe Biden. He's not Kamala Harris. This is a serious guy who should be respected. And I'm sick and tired of it. I don't know why I almost feel it personally insulting. I don't know why, Richard. Maybe you feel the same thing yourself. Any of us who've got any sensibilities about an actual man that's owed some respect, when they're calling him a madman and a psycho, that's all they can manage. They don't know anything about the history, even the recent history of the Ukraine, about the Donbass region, about the coup there in 2014. None of it. He's just a madman. He woke up one day last week and just decided, you know, I'm just going to exercise my madness on the Ukraine. He's a perfectly rational human being, and he has shown tremendous restraint. And even in his invasion there, he's doing it in a very restrained way. I'm sick and tired of it. You know, it's like we had it so much with the COVID thing, Richard. It's just one thing after the next with these people, you know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, of course, on a higher level, I can't help but wonder, I mean, why wouldn't he just, without having to send any troops anywhere, simply cut off that gas to Europe and insist that everyone do, you know, what they request regarding not having all these weapons aligned on their border and whatever else. But I mean, I don't think that Putin is able to make that call. I think that there are bankers and oil oligarchs at a higher level than him over there, Eastern Jewry, if you will, competing with Western Jewry, who wouldn't allow something on that level. I can't help but make that observation at the very top. But I mean, again, here's back to the level that we mostly are dealing with. I mean, again, Germany acknowledged they're not going to stop paying the gas bills. I don't know. It's just a little curious. And well, no, I want to hear from you after the break on that. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. I got just one life in a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground and I won't back down.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And what I was trying to confirm earlier, not just Germany included with the blocking of accounts, selected Russian banks is the way they're putting it, but all of the EU and UK, U.S. and Canada have announced that select Russian banks will be disconnected from the SWIFT banking system. But again, that's not stopping the payments from going through. So you were going to comment on that, Paul.
Yeah, well, again, I don't know exactly who and what those banks are and how much that affects Russia and how much it doesn't. I do know that, as I say, there's like two-thirds has wiped off the value of the Russian currency, which is not a good thing, obviously. I mean, I heard some moron today over here. He's the editor of The Sun saying, good for the Germans, are standing up to Russia, you know, and telling them we don't need your oil. I think you'll find they do need their oil, because the German people need the oil. And the German people aren't interested. And up until literally, I think it was Saturday, Scholz, or the head, is it Scholz, the German prime minister, he was holding out for this sanction of the SWIFT system, because obviously he does need the oil. And Europe's already got a problem with energy. They've got huge inflation. This is only going to add to it. That's why I'm saying it's so counterintuitive.
And the U.S. has had two pipelines now shut down since Biden has gone into office. So, this has made the U.S. dependent where it was self-sustaining just a little while ago, you know, I mean, prior to Biden taking office. And this is by design, too. I mean, you know, they don't want it. the globalist Agenda 21 plans are for no country to be self-sustaining. You know, they might produce one category or item, but pretty much everything else has to be imported. If everyone's like that, they can more easily control you.
Yeah, and they just can't, they cannot stand the idea of Germany, which is a big nation, a powerful nation, being aligned so closely with Russia. And if you have a trade relationship like that, where there's a mutual dependency to an extent, it means that you're not likely to go to war. That's something which is going to create peace until you have an international Jewish influence coming in, stoking it up for his own interests, and he loves his wars, as I say, the military-industrial complex. Germany now are spending 2% of their GDP on a defense, but defend against whom? There's no need for it. But now it's because, oh, well, you see what Putin's like. You need to increase your GDP. I mean, it's just... one of those oil companies that I told you about, right? They're called Rosneft Oil. They've got 334,600 employees, over a quarter of a million employees. That's a big oil company. Now, their shares were, over the last 3 months, or even over the last year, been pretty consistently on average at about $7.50. They went up as high as about $8.50, okay? When this whole thing kicked off, they're now $2.68, which is why I bought some of them. Now, you imagine the impact on that. I mean, that is, as I say, you know, and some of the other companies have got higher share prices than that, but going from like essentially an average of $8.50 to $2 overnight, you know. There's another company called Global Ports Investments. They're involved in the oil market too. They're a holding company and the same thing. They went from about $6 down to $1 overnight. So, I mean, this is affecting the Russian economy too, but you see, they'll just go eastward. They've got plenty of other customers, you know.
Right.
But the Germans will suffer.
Yeah, just to mention quickly a couple other headlines. There is a claim that some alleged war footage being shown are actually clips from a realistic-looking, modern video game. Now, I find this kind of hard to believe, but they're saying that they're using footage from some game called ARMA-3, ARMA-3, claiming it is battle imagery from Ukraine. It's I don't know, this was tweeted by NME, whatever company that is, but yeah, this was, I don't know, they reported it on their website, NME.com, and I don't know what station was actually showing that, but that, you know, I don't find it that hard to believe in this day and age. The Canadian federal government says Emergencies Act orders to freeze bank accounts of people have been halted. Of course, COVID is out of the news. The damage of the shots is out of the news. I mean, Germany has found an alarming number of underreporting regarding the shots damage. But, you know, perfect distraction. It's wartime. Forget about all the other corruption. But we'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Paul Edward Stevenson, co-host. And I was mentioning before the break, a new data is alarming from the German health insurance company, who analyzed data from 10.9 million individual vaccine complications. And, of course, these things are conveniently out of the public eye, with the war propaganda in full force, it'll be far too easy. Not that the corporate media was reporting on much of this to begin with, but it'll be, even in the independent media, fewer to come by, fewer and further between as far as any updates on the corruption, just like 9/11, you know, gets swept under the rug. And I was calling the Plandemic a Patriot Act 2.0. I saw someone out there mentioning the Ukraine war as a Patriot Act 2.0, the trampling of our rights, using that as justification for such in this era, the precedent they're trying to set. That is just a couple other headlines briefly here. We've heard about a lot of this sort of thing in patents that go back even up a decade or so, related to COVID features and these shots, this mRNA, genetic altering experimental therapies. But this one that's been circulating and even close to, in some mainstream circles, actually, as far, I think even Daily Mail may have had it. COVID-19 contains genetic sequence patents, patented by Moderna 3 years prior to the pandemic. That one is circulating to quite a lot of people out there, including many of the so-called normies who wouldn't really be exposed to any independent media websites. And so, again, though, you know, with now that we have this war in the spotlight, even people who hear things like that, they won't even give it much thought, because so much of how they consume their analytical time is dictated by that television, that electric rabbi, as some call it. And then, let's see, a technocracy, the operating system for the new international rules-based order. This was over at Activist Post. I'd like to get into that a bit at some point. I'd recommend people read it from what I did so far. Global governance and, you know, how it's being ushered in. And there's a warning that the Canadian freezing of bank accounts is child's play compared to the coming central bank digital currencies. And of course, linked with these medical passports, social credit scores, you know, environmental impact. Have you done your Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, charity work lately? And all of that. Paul, so I don't know. It's a lot of headlines and topics to choose from, but I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, that's a really good point, because this is a distraction from the economy, because as we've spoken about, the Federal Reserve and the central banks are caught between a rock and a hard place because of the debt, and they can't raise interest rates. And they realize they've got to get control of inflation. So they're saying there's going to, you know, taper off. But now they'll use this. What do you see, right? If this thing keeps going, and I believe they're invested in keeping it going, which is why I'm concerned that it could escalate into a third world war, is 6 months from now, everyone will be blamed, particularly all the normies. God love her, people like my mother. You know, people who never know anything about anything except when it's all, except when the, you know, there's a crisis and they suddenly have heightened senses towards that electric rabbi that you mentioned, and they get plugged into BBC. I know, you know, these normies, they will be blaming inflation on Putin, and they will forget that, first of all, they don't know anything about what really causes inflation at the best of times, but they will forget that the inflation was there before all this started. So it's a smokescreen from that. And then I hadn't even thought about it, but it's a very good point. The reality of the data coming out about these vaccines and adverse reactions and all sorts of things, it's a distraction from that too. It's a distraction from the fact that America hates Joe Biden. It's a distraction from the fact that our country hates Boris Johnson with a passion and want to get rid of him. Now these are all wartime presidents and wartime prime ministers. I mean, you know, so there's so much that they can gain from this. As I say, it's going to expand. It'll prolong NATO. It'll expand the military industrial complex and huge profits for weapons manufacturers, arms and things like that. So there's all sorts of things they can gain from it. But there is another angle that they're playing with fire with all this, because Putin could end up quite, you know, if he does what he wants to do in that region, they're weaker from that point of view, because Russia's in a stronger position, because not only will it demilitarize that country, but he will basically rectify and correct the coup there in 2014, and he will put in a pro-Russian leader in there, because that essentially there's a vacuum of power. It's a rogue state. And so Putin's decided, well, it's either going to be an anti-Russian leader in there or a pro-Russian leader in there. So, and that makes sense for him. Good luck to him. It makes sense. If the Americans and the West are going to come in there and put a puppet leader in, he may as well put his puppet leader in. So he'll be in a stronger position. They will. It also is a bigger threat to the dollar, because Russia and China will be looking on at these threats and this whole SWIFT situation. And China could get very anxious about this, and they might start dumping the dollar, and they're going to start looking at alternative systems, because they realize that the West at a whim can manufacture a situation like this and then cut them off from the SWIFT payment system and that type of thing. So I honestly think one way or another, the dollar's days are numbered, and that should be a good thing, Richard. You know, you're going to see that hegemony of the West being broken, which is a Jewish hegemony, you know?
Yes, no, all good points. If Russia and China, again, I can't help but point out, really wanted to cut off everything, all fuel and commodities, food, all of it, from Europe and the U.S., all of these NATO-friendly, so-called NATO-friendly alignments, it would certainly bring things to a screeching halt. And people say, oh, well, you know, China depends on that on their end with the commerce. Well, no, not nearly as much. Same with Russia, who have, it's been pointed out,
that's also
fuel,
right,
and
yeah.
They've been very independent the last year or a few Putin's been setting up in Russia. It's also what you said?
It's also very interesting, and you would expect it, but just to actually see it in reality is when they had that that UN vote. Was it the UN vote? It was I think it was a vote about the SWIFT situation, if I'm correct. India and China both abstained. So the usual players that you would think, you know, India, China, Iran, Russia, if there is a world war, or even if it doesn't go to a hot war in a world war situation, you're going to see in a realignment geopolitically, where, because the Chinese don't benefit from this situation. Everybody's held over a barrel, pardon the pun, with this reserve currency. It benefits the United States. It doesn't benefit anybody else in those other nations that I mentioned. And the BRICS nations, Argentina and as far as I'm aware, Brazil are supportive of Russia as well. I was very disappointed that Hungary didn't support Putin. Serbia has supported Putin. They are not participating in this anti-Putin narrative and rhetoric. But Hungary has, and I think Hungary could live to regret that, because Putin will remember that. And it's probably pretty well known that Putin's apparently he's a master chess player, Richard. So mm-hmm. I hope he's a few moves ahead, because I would rather be ruled by Putin than the global homo leaders we have.
And we've lost our Western culture already to a large extent. I mean, the young generation has been completely sold on this LGBT and gender conditioning and trans culture, all the critical race theory and so-called equity. Both Russia and China, they resist all of that, and that really burns these, these Judaic globalist types. We have Laura in Michigan on the line. Laura, hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just want to say I support Putin. I think he's going to liberate Ukraine from the cabal that's been exploiting their resources and selling off their women and children, and therefore making the Ukraine the third most corrupt country in Europe and the ninth most corrupt country on the planet.
Yeah.
I think he's going to liberate them, and it's going to be a better country for them once he gets all those cabalists out.
Well, let's hope
also,
so.
Also, I was going to say the president that they have right now in Ukraine, he likes his cocaine. So I think he's going to do anything he wants so he gets cocaine. And also, he also has a house in Florida.
He's got Israeli citizenship as well, and he's a Zionist Jew.
Yes. So what happened last night, I was on Kelso's show and said the same thing I just told you guys. I got thrown off at Kelso's show, and I'm now blackballed. He will never take my calls again. Or the board officer told never to take my call again.
Which show was that?
Kelso's show. The Trump Phenomenon.
Oh, right. Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Well, you'll know not to call in there again, Laura.
Well, he was mad. That guy, he's made Trump a god, is the problem.
They say, oh, what would Trump would, this wouldn't happen if Trump was in. Listen, unless Trump, the only way it wouldn't happen is if Trump actually had some respect for the man and said, I recognize these are legitimate security concerns and you're worthy of them and we will back off. Then they would have stopped it. But what do they think? What do they think Donald Trump's going to do? Some guy who plays golf all day, compared to Vladimir Putin, he's a moron. I mean, what's he going to do? unless he granted what Putin wanted, the same thing was going to happen, and Trump or anybody else couldn't do a hoot about it.
Well, all right. Thank you, Pat.
I see Kelso in the future in a padded room with a Trump doll. No.
Well, thank you. Good.
So at least you guys will take my call, right?
Oh yeah, Laura. Oh yeah, yeah. You're welcome to voice your opinions, including anything that isn't completely pro Trump around here. But
me on Odyssey, Laura.
Paul has an Odyssey channel if you want to look him up on there as well. But yeah, good point, Paul and Laura. Yeah, thank you as always for the call. And
okay,
Pat.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And then we have Pat. Pat in Texas. Let's go to hello, Pat.
Hi. Laura's in the nursing home because she can't see. She has to believe everything she hears, okay? I want to tell you something. Trump has made the statement that to Putin that if, while I'm president, if you move against Ukraine, I will hit Moscow. Now, listen. He saw
just shows you how stupid Donald Trump is.
You don't want to hear the truth. Okay, I'll hang up. Right?
Go on.
He was just making a comment, Pat. You know, please don't be so hostile. We could just. No, I mean, he just wanted to fit in a little comment. You know, we do that on the radio. But go ahead, please.
You know what? Some of the problem is Great Britain. You know, Great Britain had the first gay show on our TV around here. Uh-huh, yeah. And tell me how y'all are so wonderful.
When I criticize the United States, I'm not criticizing the people of America. I'm criticizing the governments and who controls it. And our country. It's the same thing.
Oh, no, because we know how many people turned out to see him and how many people really voted for him. You know that. He's land from Georgia when George W. Bush was president, and he sees Crimea Peninsula. Seize, S-E-I-Z-E-D.
Wait, Pat,
He did not seize Georgia. It was a repeat of,
Pat, so you have an anti-Russian set of information that you've been given.
Under Barack Obama. So
he did not seize Georgia.
Well, okay, I don't know.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what I see. I see the Queen as a problem with the world. I mean, the Queen runs Canada. The Queen runs Australia.
I think you're taking it personally that I don't like Donald Trump. It's not that I don't even like Donald Trump. It's just he's not going to do anything different.
Yeah, no, I mean, we can agree to disagree on some things. I mean, you have to acknowledge that Trump has been very Zionist. You know, he's had Zionist backers at the very least.
But Pat loves Israel, though, you know?
I don't know what Zionist means.
Yeah, I don't even want
to go there. It means that you support Israel.
You blame one tiny little old country. Why don't you blame the homosexuals for ruining the whole daggone world?
We don't. Well, the Jews in Europe and in America have been behind a lot of the social engineering and destroying of Western culture and attack on white people as one of their methods for a long time. It's not just something that's confined to Israel.
Let me tell you what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. Here, they're worried about the Camilla over there, that's her name, in England being a queen, all right? So this dude on a Queen subway in New York took a hammer and hammered some woman, beat up some woman. To me, that's indicative of the Arm and Hammer on the Queen subway. So there's a problem, the Queen and the King. So don't blame America for everything.
Okay.
How many people swim to England? to try to get up there for.
Okay, I didn't know this was the U.S. versus
England.
Only
thing they go there for. Only thing they go there for is free.
Yeah,
everything.
Screw you, Richard. You Yank.
I know. Yeah, we should be at odds with each other. Well, no, thanks, Pat. We have the commercial, but yeah, thanks for your call and your input. You know.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around another dies. Think about this, these looks could kill. Visions fly through the war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. We dream of familiar places. Visions fly through the
And we are back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Paul Edward Stevenson. And Paul, I don't know, did you have any final thoughts? On...
I'm just reeling here at the insult to my queen, Richard. How dare she? I actually think Pat's a Mossad agent.
It looks like we do have a last-minute caller here, Dan in Washington.
God love her.
Dan in Washington, hello.
Hey, real quick, what's going on with Stormfront? I heard it today. It said that they're ending the show. And then I just, on Ukraine, yeah. Do you think the president's... Oh, go ahead. The president of Ukraine, do you think he's even in Kiev? Or he's just wanting to get a bunch of people killed?
You know what? Yeah, listen, that is such a good point. I was going to say, the propaganda that he's some great leader, he's surviving the onslaught, he's leading his people. I bet you he's in Tel Aviv doing those videos.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. All right, now, sorry, not much time, but what's going on with Stormfront, Richard?
Yeah, it's just in hiatus after today's broadcast this morning for the moment. Don Black, he's the host, and he really needs to focus on his health issues at the moment, and kind of just like regroup his health, strength, focus. He's also got the Stormfront website. He's always trying to maintain as well, and with his health, a hiatus was necessary for the moment.
So it's not going to be on at all anymore then, or that's the last day, or are you guys going to still
Today was the last day until further notice. Patrick Slattery and myself will both be made aware. I mean, when it does start shows again, we'll definitely announce it here on RBN. So,
yeah. Okay. You can tune in to hear Dan, and also you can tune in to obviously DavidDuke.com. I'm on there once a week with him, and Mark Collett's on with him, and Patrick's on with him, and Richard's on with him. And
I do. I listen to you guys all the time. It's my favorite shows going on, and the only place you get the truth, really. So,
good
all right, have a good day, guys. Thanks.
Right, thanks, Dan. Okay, well, I don't know. I guess next week we should be slugging it out. You know, U.S. versus England,
debate. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with Republic Broadcasting Networks. You bunch of Yanks. Oh God.
Go drink some tea and crumpets, Paul. Come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna dust off my picture, my life size picture of the Queen here. says an Irishman.
Right. God. Well, we're both Irish, so yeah, we can't fight.
Yeah.
That. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, mate. Speak to you soon, and we'll look forward to next Monday.
See you later, mate.
And check out Paul's Odyssey channel, Paul Edward Stevenson on Odyssey, and of course his show every Sunday night, Last Man Standing, 9 p.m. Central, every Sunday. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Please support RBN. It's your contributions that continue to make all of this broadcasting possible. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.